This is Apollo Control Houston at 114 hours ground elapsed time. Our countdown clock in mission control shows that the Apollo 16 crew members aboard Lunar Module Orion have 1 hour 53 minutes of rest period remaining. Meanwhile, in the Mission Control Center, Flight Director Gene Kranz has just completed a status discussion with his flight control team. A first-cut preliminary flight plan has emerged. Our present outlook is to shoot for 3 EVAs, each of about 7 hours in duration. EVA 1 is set to start at 119 hours, 28 minutes ground elapsed time. EVA 2 start time would be 141 hours, 43 minutes ground elapsed time. And EVA 3 at about 165 hours, 30 minutes. Each EVA would be separated by a rest period of 8 hours. In essence, surface activity would be flopping back to an Apollo 15 type schedule. The traverses for John Young and Charles Duke would be much like that planned pre-mission, taking into account the later landing time. If this plan continues to hold good, lunar liftoff would be at 177 hours at 28 minutes ground elapsed time. Needless to say, the consumables outlook for Apollo 16 at this time is favorable. The closest consumable item aboard Orion is water in the descent system, and this is 5 to 6 hours above the 3 EVA margin, and even this could be increased if needed by cutting down electrical power or using from the ascent system to the equivalent of 8 hours. We're at 114 hours, 2 minutes into the flight of Apollo 16, and this is Apollo Control Houston.